Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Ches, and we are on Tzadik Zayin Amabez, Amar Rav, third wide line. Okay, here we go. Amar Rav, Kalu Kala Kitzin Ve'ein, is that what we're up to? Yeah, Kalu Kala Kitzin Ve'ein Adavar Tali Ela B'tshuva, Umaisim Tovim. Rav says all the ends, the potential early ends have come, and everything that's left is only Tali on Tshuva. She is going to come with Tshuva. Umaisim Tovim. Shmuel Amar, Dayo La'avel Shiyamod Be'evlo. And Shmuel says, no, it's enough for the mourner to stand in his Avelos. Meaning it's going to end at some point, even without Tshuva. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether it's going to only happen with Tshuva or even automatically. Kitanoi, Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Yisrael Osin Tshuva Negalin, V'imlav Ein Negalin. If Bnei Yisrael do Tshuva, fine, then we will get redeemed, but if not, they won't get redeemed. Amar Leir B'Yeshua, Imenos in Shuva, Einig Alin, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mabin Lohem Melech, Shekzeiros of Kashos. If we don't do Shuva, Hashem will Rechman al Islam give us a king who has evil decrees, Kahaman, V'Yisraelos in Shuva, Machzir Lemutav, and Bnei Yisrael will do Shuva and bring us back. So again, Machlokes, whether we will do Shuva by ourselves, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yeshua says, will force us. He'll bring another king and will force us. Continuing, the Brisa continues. Another machlokes about whether they will do tshuva or not. Tani idach, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Yisrael asin tshuva negalin. If Bnei Yisrael do tshuva, they will get redeemed. Shenemar, tshuva banim shovavim, erpam mishuvoseichem. Do tshuva, and I will heal your waywardness. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, valukfar nemar, chinem nemkartem valobakasef tegalu. You will be sold for free, and you will not be redeemed with silver. Right, so doesn't that mean that they'll be redeemed even without tshuva? Doesn't it say you need tshuva? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, v'alok far ne'emar ki anochi ba'alti b'chem, v'lakakti eschem echad me'ir, u'shtayim mi'mishpacha, v'veisi eschem tzion, I'll bring it to you, I'll force you, and I'll bring it to you. They keep just quoting psukim to each other without explaining each other's psukim. V'alok far Rabbi Eliezer, obviously feel like each one is not such a convincing raya. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, v'alok far ne'emar b'shuva v'nachas toshiyun, with tshuva and nachas you will be saved. Amal Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, Balok Far Namar, Kamar Hashem, Goel Yisrael, Ukdosho, Livzo Nefesh, Messiah of Goy, Hashem will redeem those who are lowly, those who are disgusting of a nation, Le'evan Moshlim, Milachim Yiru Vakamu, Sarim Vaishtachavu. So again, he'll redeem us even though we're very bazui, and we have so many Averis on us. Amal Rabbi Eliezer, Balok Far Namar, Im Tashuv Yisrael, Noom Hashem, Elai Tashuv. They keep going back and forth with the psukim. Yes, tshuva or no tshuva. Amalar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "V'alok far ne'amar bo eshma es ha'ish lavush abadim." I will hear the man lavush abadim, asher mima'alu mimei hayor, that is above the river. V'yar mimino usmalo al hashamayim. He will reach up his right and left hand on the heavens. V'yishava b'chay ha'olam, and he'll swear ki l'moed mo'adim v'chaytzi at this time ukechlos napeitz yad am kadosh, and when the hand of the Am Kadosh is scattered, Techilena Kalela would all end up V'chulu, meaning he'll just pick up his hand and that'll be it. V'shasak Rabbi Eliezer. So that one, for some reason, he accepted more than the other ones. So fine. What do we paskin? Is there a psak in this? Can there be a psak in this? So the Rambam doesn't say yes, doesn't say no, but he says maybe one of the middle opinions. The Rambam says that in Hilchas Tshuva, Kol Hanaviim Kulan Sivu Ala Tshuva, Ve'en Yisrael Negalin Ela B'Tshuva. Right, he paskes like the one that says it's only with Tshuva. V'kvarivticha Torah Shesof Yisrael Lasos Tshuva. He promised us that it's got to be with Tshuva, it's only with Tshuva, but the Rambam holds that we are vade going to do Tshuva. He promised us that we will do Tshuva. B'sof Galusan Miyad He Negalin Shnemar Ki Yavo Elecha Kol Dvar Ma'ila Racha V'Klala V'Shivosa El Vavecha. The Rambam paskes that V'Shavta Hashem Alkech, the Rambam understands that as a promise. This is one answer to the question that deals actually with this week's Parsha. The Rambam does not quote the mitzvah of tshuva. Very famous question. He quotes the mitzvah of vidui. Right? This week's Parsha, there's mitzvah of vidui. So why is it that the Rambam Pas quotes vidui and doesn't quote tshuva? Many answers given. We've quoted the Meshech Chachma in the past, but the Mishnah's Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov, Rav Zhalti, says that, why? Because what part of the definition of a mitzvah is that it has to be eternal, and one has to have bechira chavshus in order to do the mitzvah. If we don't have a choice, so then there can't be a mitzvah. So it says the Mishnah Yavis, because tshuva, there's a promise that we will do it, at a point that history will lose our bechira chavshus to do tshuva. So it can't be a mitzvah. Even though right now we have bechira chavshus, the Rambam says that a future point in history is going to be for sure that Klal Yisrael does tshuva. That's why it can't be a mitzvah. It's a chiddush. You might say that it's on a national level, not on a personal level. But that is the Mishnah Yavis' suggestion why the Rambam does not quote the mitzvah of tshuva. Okay, let's get to you. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba, Ein lecha keitz megula mizeh. There is no greater event that symbolizes that the keitz is coming more than the following. Shenemar, v'yatem hare Yisrael anfachem titenu, the Eretz Yisrael will give its branches, ufer yechem tis'u lami Yisrael, v'gomer, and its fruit will be carried, meaning the whole land will become fruit-filled and fertile, exactly what we saw has been happening. Rabbi Lazar Omer, af mizeh, even a greater one, shenemar, ki lefnei hayam ha'em, schar ha'adam lo niya, v'schar b'hem einen, there won't be any wages of a person or of an animal, u'liyotzei u'lava ein shalom min hatzar. And those who go in and out, there won't be any peace. There'll be so much tzaris. It's kind of the opposite kind of thing. There won't be any money, there'll be so many tzaris. U'liyotzei u'lava ein shalom min hatzar. To those who go in and out, there won't be any peace from tzaris. Rav Amar, af tamid chachamim, shekatzbem shalom. Even the tamid chachamim who are called shalom, tachsiv, shalom rova, obeisur asecha. Even those, so shalom symbolizes tamid chachamim, ein shalom mipnei tzar. Won't be any peace from the tzaris. That's the symbol of Mashiach coming. Like we had a little, some symbols yesterday. Ushmuel Amar, achayu kala sha'arim kulan shkulin. Until the sha'arim are all equal. What does that mean? Rashi says that they're all shavin, that they're all plenty. All the prices are very, very low. That's what I mean, the sharim. The shar is the price. Lishnachrino, Rashi says that will be expensive. One of the two. It's just two opposite ones. Marsha writes here, maybe that all the sharim, all the sharim of the Beis HaMikdash will all be full. Right, they'll all be, be able to get there. Obviously, one of the base, I'm sorry, the sharim of Yushalayim. Not the sharim of the Beis HaMikdash, the sharim of Yushalayim will all be full of Bnei Yisrael. Period. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ein ben David ba achi yizbakish dag lechole velo yimotze. When was Mashiach going to come? If you look for a piece of fish for a sick person and you can't find it. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, az ashkia me mehem v'naharosam kishemen olich. I will go deep into the water v'naharosam kishemen olich, and the river I will be molech like oil, meaning there won't be any water left. It'll be like oil. And v'ksiv basrei bayomahu atzmiya keren lebeis Yisrael. The woman won't be able to find any fish. Says Ben Yoyada, what's going on here with the fish? Won't be fine. Some people will be happy about this. Right. What? Oil spills, exactly. Oil spills, there won't be any fish, actually, in Yonah the Yoma. Right? The Ben Yoyada gives four pshatim. Right? Four pshatim, exactly what this means. By the way, in all the discussions of the what we just had about is Mashiach going to come b'tshuva, not b'tshuva, both all of that discussion, says the Ben Yoyada in the previous paragraph, was only about the earlier cates of, is Hashem going to bring it quickly before its latest time, that depends on tshuva or not, that's the machlokas. But the last time, everybody agrees, will come no matter what. As it's called, be'ita, as we'll see today, that for sure it'll come no matter what. But what about the fish? So he says, hinei vadai, pshat number one, ein derech lehachil dag lechola. Usually when somebody's sick, you don't give him fish. Va'kavanakan, it's she'in lem basar behemo of lehachil lechola. You won't have meat to give to a chola. Because you won't have meat, you'll have to look for fish, and you won't even be able to find fish. So that's what it means. It means it's so poor that you won't even be able to find fish. Something that you don't usually give to the chola. Still, that is something that you won't be able to find. It will be so poor. Sometimes when one food is mentioned, really there's another food. You have to know the whole story. It's a story about Reb Chaim. Somebody once came to Reb Chaim on Erev Pesach and asked Reb Chaim, are you allowed to use milk for the dalakosos? That was the question. So Reb Chaim all of a sudden told his family, you know, I'd give this guy a lot of money for Pesach. So they said, what do you mean? Why do you give him a lot of money? He just says to a shayla, you're allowed to use milk. So Reb Chaim says, if he's using milk, he obviously doesn't have any meat. So he's obviously having a milchik meal. So he must be very poor. So you have to give him a lot. So he saw behind the question on the surface. So to here, you see somebody asking for fish for a chola, says the Ben Yoyada, you know it must be that there are more problems. Number one. Number two, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos goes through the Aleph Beis. What the Aleph Beis symbolizes. Aleph Bina means Aleph Bina. Teach, Aleph Bina, teach Torah. They go through Gimel Dalim, Gemol Dalim. Right, give something to the poor. And then the Gemara says, why is the leg of the gimel facing the dalid? Right, it's sticking out. Because the derech of the gomel chasadim is to run after the dalim. That's gomel dalim. That's why the point of the gimel is pointing out towards the dalid, because it's up to the gomel, it's up to the giver to find the dalim. But then it says, why is the dalid facing away from the gimel? So you give it bitzina. So you're not looking at the poor person. We're speaking about anonymously. You're not looking at the poor person, so he's not embarrassed. So says the Ben Yehoyada. So over here, it's so v'gam sheyirdav achriyadal avol beseder dag. But if you have the opposite, not gimel dalid, if you have dalid gimel, it's the opposite. Hashemore hadal rodif achar gomle dalim chasadim shows the opposite, that the dal is running after the gimel, but it's pointing the wrong way. Go right, dog. Ain zem in a mufchar. Ubechavli Mashiach kodem sheyav a Mashiach. To get stuck in the aderes, nobody to have any money. Even seder dog lo timsa. Of course, you won't have the proper way, but even the opposite way of dalim running after the gomlim, right? Even that, says the Ben Yoyada, you won't be able to find it. Nobody will have any money. Finally, he says it's a third pshat, but then he says another pshat, that maybe dagim symbolizes just like fish can't live without water, Jews can't live without Torah, there won't be any dagim, there won't be any Jews that are learning, that are connected to the Torah. Okay, fine. Number of pshat. Right, that's one simon. Won't be found any fish. Next. Amar Bichama Bachanina, Ein Ben David Ba Achetichle Malchus Hazala Mi Yisrael. Mashiach is only going to come until the Malchus Hazala. Any even little leadership role the Jewish people will not have. Shneamar Uchrus Hazal Zulim B'Mazmei Ros. Fixit Basrei Bo'esahi Yuval Shai L'Hashem Svakos. At that time, a present will be brought to Hashem. Am Mimushach Umorat. A nation that was scattered and ripped apart. Amar Ze'iri, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ein Ben David Ba, Ad Sheyichlu Gasei Haruach, until the haughty people are taken away, Shenem Mi Yisrael. Shenemar Ki Oz Asir Mi Kirbecha Alize Gavasecha, I will take from you those that Aliz, those that are happy in their Gaiva, V'ksiv V'hishartei B'Kirbecha Am Ani V'dal V'chasu B'Shem Hashem. I will leave amongst you the poor, and they will be Chosev B'Shem Hashem. Right, that's another pasuk. Amar Shmuel Mishem Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Another one. Ein ben David bat sheyichlu kol shoftim v'shotim Yisrael. Ben David, when is Mashiach going to happen? Come when all the judges aren't there, right? Ish kalay eshar be'enav. Shneamar ve'ashiva yadi alayich v'etzrof kabar sigayich. I will take my hand, or turn my hand on you, and I will purify you. V'ashiva shoftayich, and I will return your judges. We need there weren't any judges when Mashiach comes. He'll have to return them. Amar Ula, en Yerushalayim niftes ela bitzdaka. Yerushalayim will be nifta only with tzedaka. Shenemar tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedaka. Right, it'll be returned in tzedaka. Amar of Papa. What do all these mean? Again, the first one talk about different ones, but this one seems to be somewhat more straightforward. So they're giving tzedaka, caring about each other, and then Mashiach could come. Amar of Papa. Ibatzli yehiri, batzli amgushi. If when the gaiva is batel, Batal Amgushi, those that are Amgush, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shabbos here, the Machashefim will be Batal. Rashi gives another pshat of Amgushi, not just Machashefim, he gives Ovdei Kochavim, that's the pshat of Masechta Shabbos. But the Gemara says, either way, Rav Papa says, once the Bale Gaiva leaves, so it'll become better for Am Yisrael, and that's why the Amgushi is going to disappear also. Ibatli Daini, once the Dayanim, the Marsha says, Dayanim that take Shochad are not there anymore, meaning that things start getting better. Batli Gizirpati, Gizirpati are also going to be gone. What are Gizirpati? Rashi says, Ovde Kochavim, judges that torture Am Yisrael, that beat us. Ibatli Yehiri, Batli Amgushi. How do you know that? Tichsiv. V'etzer of Kavar Sigayach, V'asira Kol B'dilayach. That I will take away the Sigayach, and that's a remez to Sagi. Right, Sagi, somebody thinks that they're a lot, that they're great. And then V'asira Kol B'dilayach, I'll remove all or Yibedilim. V'batli Daini, Batli Gezirpati, Tichsiv, Hasir Hashem Mishpatecha, Pina Aivecha. Once your crooked Mishpat is taken away, then Hashem will remove your enemies too. Fine. Amar Biochanan. Imra Isa Dar Shemismait Vaholech Chakelo. If you see a dar that is Mismait Vaholech, says the Aruch HaNer, this is going on what we just said before. This is going on if once the Bali Gaiva are removed and their nation starts being Mismait Vaholech, that they are getting humble, then Chakelo, then realize that Mashiach is on his way. Right, that's what, because it's not going to be by the Gasei Ruach, so realize that they are on his way. Shenamar ves am ani toshia. An am ani, a lowly nation, he will save. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, im ra'isa dar shetzaras rabos bo, salav kinahar. If you see a dar that many tzaras are coming on, ichakelo, as many of these chazals say, it's going to be bad, it's going to be not such a good situation before Mashiach comes. Shenamar ki yavo kinahar tzar, the tzaras are going to come like a river. Ruach Hashem nosisa bo, the Ruach Hashem will, after the tzaras come, we'll go through it. So this is a statement that many talk about. Ein ben David ba ella bedar shekulo zakai o kulo chayev. Mashiach is going to come in a generation which is all zakai or all chayev. Bedar shekulo zakai tichsiv v'yamech kulam tzadikim lolam yirshu aretz. When your nation is all righteous, then yirshu aretz. There was no man of Yishtomeim, and it's a wonder. Because there's nobody to daven. Then Hashem says, okay, I'm going to do it for myself. Period. So what does that mean? Adar Shekulo Chayiv and Adar Shekulo Zakai. So Erech Laner, number one, says that maybe what it means is that Kulo Zakai, that's fine, they're wonderful, they're all Zakai. So Mashiach is going to come. Kulo Chayiv, that means there's no leaders anymore, there's no teachers. There's nobody to teach them what to do. It's kulo chayev. So if they become shogun, the second they become shogun, it's also not their fault. Kulo chayev and kulo zakai. Because man sheish tzadikim shemochichim umalandim ha'am lahitiv darkam mishalo shamer lahem umezid. Avo kashein ish b'mi lil mod kulam shogun umakuyam b'hem v'nistach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'lager gar b'sacham ki l'chol la'am b'shkaga. Because then it won't be their fault. Same idea that we had the Gemara yesterday. Mashiach is going to come when the Malchus turns to Minus. Again, that means because there's no teachers left. Once there are no teachers left, then Am Yisrael, you know, it's not their fault, so to speak. They're all Shogegin, and therefore, that's when Mashiach will come. That is one pshat of the Aruch Laner. Rabbi Chanan has another pshat. This is in the end of Kovas Ha'aris. He has about 10 pages of Pshatim in Agados of Shas. So there he has a little piece on our Gemara. So he says, V'efshar bazeh, what does it mean? That Shnei Ofanim, right? O dar shekulo zakai, ubofen zeh tamavur. So if a dar is kulo zakai, you know why Mashiach is coming. But, ubofen sheni dar shekulo chayiv, she'i efshar lahanichim od begalos. What does that mean? You can't leave him for another second. Just like we had when we were on the Memtesh Shari Tuma, and we were up, another second, we wouldn't have been able to be redeemed. That's what it means, Kulo Chayiv. It was so bad. Another second, we would be so far away that we wouldn't be able to be redeemed. That's what he says. He says, this is only, he has to take us out. There's no other choice. Just like in Mitzrayim, there was no other choice except at that moment. One final pshat is said by the Noda Bihuda in the name of the Arizal. Name of the Arizal. What does it mean, kulo chayiv or kulo zakai? The Arizal relates it back to pre-Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, we know, ate from the Eitz Hadas, but according to many, before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was Tov and Ra, but it was separate from each other. It was separate. There was Ra outside of him and Tov in him. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas, it all became mixed up. It all became inside of him, Tov and Ra, Irbuv. And that's why it's confusing now. But the mitzvah, what's an Aveira? But when's Mashiach going to come? When Darsha Kulo Tov Kulo Ra, when it's separated again. When the people who are righteous, and the people fully righteous, and the people who are not. And therefore it'll get back to the state of pre-Adam HaRishon. Another pshat that is quoted from the Arizal, is quoted here in the one of the Al-Adaf pages. Okay, those are three pshatim that we have in this regard. Continuing. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Shimon Levi Rami. Maybe the most famous line in all of Chelek. Ksiv Be'ita, V'ksiv Achishana. It says in its time, and it says, I will hasten it. Zachu Achishana, Lo Zachu Be'ita. If Bnei Yisrael are Zocha, I will hasten it. Lo Zachu, if they're not Zocha, Be'ita, I'm going to bring it anyway. Chavetz Chaim on the Torah says, in every generation, I had it here, but he's in the Parsha show last night, so it's... And every generation, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't tell us when it's going to happen, because it could be Achishana. Every generation, Achishana, Achishana. Therefore, we have to make sure not to lose the faith. That's what the Ein Yaakov here says. Also, the reason nearly mehay taima damrina shenista makates to la asid shemaya hakates magula imkay merov zman lakates lohay yisrael osin shuva. Somebody says, okay, in 1,000 years it's going to happen, so that's not really going to do it for us. That's why it wasn't said. It was just said, you have these different time periods that it might happen, all the different kitzim that we had yesterday that all the tanoim and all the rishonim try to figure out. Those are possibilities. It didn't work, but it's all be'ita or achishana. And we hope for the achishana each day. Be'ita achishana. Vayter. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Shimon Levi Rami, Ksiv Va'aro im Anani Shmaya Kibar Inish Kfar Inish Ata. With the clouds of Hashemayim, the Mashiach's going to come. Means very quickly, like with the clouds. It's going to come very fast. Viksiv Ani Vrochev Alachamor. But it also says, Ani, poor riding on a donkey. Donkey goes pretty slowly. Right? So is the Mashiach going to come quickly or slowly? So Zachu imanei Shemaya. If we're Zachu, he'll come on the clouds. Lo Zachu anu v'rochev al hachamar. If not, ani v'rochev al hachamar, he'll come ani riding on a donkey. The Arachayim HaKadosh points out, so this shows another difference. Not just in terms of the speed, but in terms of the way it's going to come. Is it going to be b'derech teva? Is it going to be b'derech neis? So it's another one. If we're not Zocha, then it's going to come b'ita in its time, b'derech teva. Like riding on a donkey. He'll come and say, hi, Mashiach's here. But if it is Achishana, so not only will it come quickly, not only will it come very fast, but it'll also come Biderech Nes. So that's what the Aruch Chaim says in Parshas Balak. Im tiyah ha'gula b'em tzos l'chus Yisrael, yedavar mufla b'maylo, v'yizgal ha'gol min ha'shamayim, b'mofesu v'os. But if not, if it comes at the end, just because of the kates, then we won't be Zohar. We mentioned in the past, two varts on this pasuk of Oni v'rochev al-Hachamar, the Zohar on Ani, Mashiach's going to come by Ani, so the Zohar says, when B'nai Yisrael start learning Mesechus Ani, Erevin Nida and Yuvamas. Those three Mesechus, which are more of the three of the more challenging Mesechus, sometimes people shy away from them, Erevin Nida and Yevamis, that's Ani. That's when Mashiach is going to come. Number two, Verochev Alachamor. Why a donkey? So we're about to have a question of the question I'm about to ask. Let's read it in the Gemara. Amar Leishvar Malka Leshmuel. Amrisa Mashiach Alchamor Asi. Mashiach is going to come on a donkey. Ishtele Susya Barka De Isli. I'll send him my white horse. Meaning he's poking fun. He's like, oh, what kind of Messiah are you going to have riding on a donkey? You know, it shouldn't be a more glamorous animal. Answer, Amalei, mi yislecha bar chivar gavni. Does your horse have so many different colors? Meaning your horse is not so much greater than the donkey. The donkey will be fine. But why a donkey? So, again, I want to start a pshat because a donkey is not a fast horse. A donkey goes a little bit and stops and starts and stops and goes backwards and goes sideways and gives you trouble and goes this, goes that. That's the geula, kima kima. A little bit at a time, a little bit. It's eventually getting there, right? The goal Yisrael. But it takes time. It's like riding on a donkey. So that's what Mashiach is compared to. Good. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Sometimes we feel like we're going backwards. That's true. That's part of the geula. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Ashkech Eliyahu Davi Kaimi at Pischa de Ma'arsa. The Rabbi Shua ben Yochai, he found Eliyahu Anavi. That was Shua ben Levi. Found Eliyahu Anavi, who was at the opening of the cave of Rashbi. Opening of the cave where he hid for all those years. Amar Leia, Asid al Amadasi. Am I coming to Olam Haba? Shua ben Levi is asking. This is the one that, again, Subis Dafayin Zayin was asked by the Malach HaMavis. You know, it's time. So he says, give me a month to Chazer. So he can't give him a month to Chazer. Then he went, he stole his sword, he ran after him, he jumped into Gan Eden. Right, that's what Shua ben Levi that we're talking about here. Am I going to have a place in the world to come? So some say, Dafka, that's the point. I went in my physical body. So, you know, is that considered Olam Haba? Amar Leia, Im Yirtza Adon Hazeh. You got to go ask him. Got to go ask this Adon. Who's this Adon? You got to go ask Mashiach, as we will see the story coming up right now. Shamati. I see only two people here, but I see three. Meaning, call three. The Shechina was with them. I'm sorry. The Adon here, Menachadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to ask Mashiach in a minute. But the call here was Menachadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, he heard the sound of the Shechina. He only saw two, but he saw three. Amalei Emes Asim Mashiach. When's Mashiach going to come? Amalei Zil Shaila of the day. Go ask him yourself. The Yechi Yasev. Where is he sitting? Apischot the Karta at the opening of the Karta of the city. Which city are we talking about? Rashi says Gan Eden, right? There may be other cities. He's sitting over there. Umaisimani, how do I know which one is he? There are a lot of people sitting there. So Yasev Beni Anoi Sovle Chaloim, he is sitting amongst all the poor, afflicted souls. Right? They're all sick. Right? All the afflicted souls. He's sitting there because he's sharing the pain of Am Yisrael. V'kulon Sharuva Asiri Bechad Zimna. All of the people there, they open and close all their bandages at once. They took off all their bandages and they put them all back on. But he only takes off one at a time. Takes off one bandage and puts it back on. Takes off another, right, in order to give some air to their wounds. He's the only one that does that. Why? Amar, he says to himself, Dilma mibi'ina delo la'akev. Maybe I'll be needed. I don't want to have to put on all my bandages. He only takes off one at a time. For eternity. Every second. Maybe I'm going to be needed at this second. This is a chizik. The Ben Yoyada says this is meant to give us chizik. Emunah Shleima. That any second Mashiach could come. He only takes off his bandages one at a time. Also, Lagabe, Amar Leis. He comes to him. He says, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Umori. So he says, Shalom Alecha. One of the Makoros. Say this to your Rebbe. Amar Lei. Shalom Alecha, Bar Levi. That's Reb Shuvan Levi's name. Ben Levi, Bar Levi. Amar Lei, Leima Zasimar. When are you coming? Amar Lei, Hayom. I'm coming today. Every day he says, I'm coming today. B'nai Yisrael Azocha. Also, Gabi Elio. So he goes back to Elio. Amalei, Amalei, Amalecha. So Elio said, "Nu, what did he say? Amalei, Shalom Alecha, Balivoy. He gave me Shalom Aleichem. And he said my name. Amalei, Avtecha Cholecha Ulavucha Lamada Asi. If that's what he called you, Balivoy, it must be you going in the next world. He alluded to you and your father. Amalei, Shikui Kamishakarbi. But you know what he mean? He told me two things. I know he lied about the other one. Right, he says, "The Amar liHayom Asina v'Loasa." Right, he says, "He's coming today." So if you lied about this, you probably lied about the other one. So Amar liHachi Amar Lecha Hayom in Bekolos Tishmo. He said he could come today. Mashiach could come any day. It's only up to us. Mashiach is waiting for us to come. Weiter. Shalu Tamidav Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Emosai ben David Bo. When is Mashiach going to come? Amar Misyarei Ani Shemetavakshu Mimeni Os. I don't want to tell you, because then if I tell you, you might ask me for a sign. I ask me for a sign to prove that I'm right. So Amr lo, ain't on a bakshim adam chaos. No, we won't ask for a sign. Just tell us. So Amr le, look, sheyipol hashar hazeh, when this shar falls down, he points to a city of Rome, that there was a certain shar in the city of Rome. So yipol hashar hazeh, v'yivne, and it's rebuilt. V'yipol, and it falls down again. V'yivne is rebuilt. V'yipol, and it falls down a third time. V'yimaspik levenos v'asher ben David ba. Okay, until the third time, till Mashiach comes after the third time. Amr lo rabbeinu tein lanu os. Okay, give us a sign. Amr lohem v'lo kach amaratem li she'enatem mevakshim meni os. I thought that you're not going to ask me for a sign. Amru lo afal pikein. No, come on, we want one anyway. Amr lohem fine. Imkach yehavchu me'maris pam yisladam. When the river over there, the river in that cave, turns to blood, v'nefchol adam, it turned to dam. As he knew that he was right, we got to wait for that shar to fall down three times. B'shas p'tiraso, when he was dying, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Amr lohem, he said to them, ha'miku li aroni, put my coffin very, very deep. She'in kol dekel v'dekel she'bechol she'bebavel, she'in sushal parsim nikshabo. There won't be any dekel that in Bavel, that the Susha Parsiim, the horses of the Persians, won't be Niksha. There'll be so many horses that come from Paras and Madai. Paras and Madai will come on Bavel. He was in Bavel. They'll come and they're going to fill the whole land. So every tree will have horses on it. And the Inlucha kol Aron va'Aron to Eretz Yisrael. There won't be a coffin from Eretz Yisrael. She'in sus Madai ochla botevin. They're going to exhume all the coffins, they're going to use it for troughs for their animals. So therefore, you got to put mine very, very deep, so that's way they don't use it. Amar Rav, Ein ben David ba, achet tispashit ha-malchus al Yisrael tishachadashim. Ben David will only come until the Malchus will be over Israel for 9 months. Again, which Malchus is this talking about? Some type of enemy malchus. Okay, we don't exactly know what it is. Shenemar lachen yitneim ad eis yoledes yolada. They all giveth them to another nation, the Jews to another nation, until the eighth, the time that a woman has a baby. That means 9 months. The yeser echav yeshuvan al bnei Yisrael. And then everybody will return. Fine. Amar Ula, yesei velo ichmine. Ula says, I want Mashiach to come, but I don't want to live through it. I don't want to see it. It's going to be too difficult to chevli Mashiach. V'chein amar Rabba, yesei velo achmine. I don't want to see it. Rav Yosef Amar, Yesei, let him come. V'yezki, and I'll be zochet, the Eze Betulot, the Kofita, the Chamre. Let him come. I'll even sit in the shadow of the dung of his donkey. Just let him come. Let him come already. That's what the Rav Yosef says. Interesting. Rav Yosef was blind. So again, does that connect? Does that connect? That he just wants it to come already. Wants it to come already. The Kedushas Levi. This is Levi, or Levi Yitzchak, on Parshas Bahaloscha, next week's Parsha. Hine tzadikim yicholom levata l'gzir v'lafa p'yor l'tov. He's talking about tzadikim changing gzeris. So he says, l'chora, eich yicholom lehispala levata l'chevli Mashiach, haksuvim benavi. How could they daven, or how could even we daven? If we know something is chevli Mashiach, don't we want Mashiach to come? So how could we daven for it to stop? So how could tzadikim daven for pain to stop? Maybe this is all chevli Mashiach. Says the Kedushas Levi, there's nothing mefurish in the Torah that this specifically has to happen in this way and that way. There's all interpretations. It's all interpretations. So any kind of our davening is 100% fine because we're davening that this interpretation shouldn't take place. This shouldn't happen. But it's not that you're not allowed to daven. Oh, you can't daven that this war doesn't take place because this is part of Chel Mashiach. Of course you can. Because nowhere in Navi does it say specifically this will happen, this will happen. It's all just different interpretations. Weiter. Amalei Abaya, Lerabba, my time of, why don't you want it to happen? Why don't you want to be there? Elim Shem Chevlo Shal Mashiach, is it because of Chevli Mashiach Vatanya? Shalu Tamid Vezer Belazer, Mayas Adami Nasa Vechevlo Shal Mashiach. What does a person do to be saved from Chevlo Shal Mashiach? So, we had a Goran Shabbos that said, have Oneg Shabbos, and give your Shabbos meals wonderful. That's one way to be safe. But here's another one. Yasub b'Torah b'gmilas chasadim. B'yosik in Torah g'milas chesed. Umar ha-Torah b'gmilas chasadim. What are you worried about? You have Torah g'milas chesed. So amar lei, shema yigru machet. You're right, I have that, but maybe I did some other sins also that will balance it out. K'drib Yaakov bar-Idi. Like Rabbi Yaakov bar-Idi says at the beginning of Brachas. Rabbi Yaakov bar-Idi Rami. Rabbi Yehudi asks, "Siv hinei anochi imachu shmarticha b'chol asher teilech." Hashem says, "I'll be with you no matter what, and I'll guard you." V'ksiv ayir Yaakov ma'od v'yetzer lo. But it says Yaakov was also scared. What was he scared of? Hashem already promised that I'll be with him. Shahaya misyarei shemayigam achet. He was worried that maybe the chet will his chatam will override. K'detanya, as the Brisa says, "Ad yavar amcha Hashem." Pasuk in the Shira until the nation, your nation passes, Hashem says, Zubia Rishona, that's the first kind going into Eretz Yisrael, Ad Yavram Zukanisa Zubia Shnia. So we compare in the Pasuk, the first entering in the time of Yeshua, and the second entering in the time of Ezra Nehemiah. Omer Mayata, the Gemara says, Ru'uyim Hayo Yisrael Lassus Lam Nes, Bavir Rishnia could be a Rishona. Chazal war Ra'ui, to have a Nes occur to them, be a Shnia of the time of Ezra, just like be a Rishona. If they would, it would have been Zocha, Elishagar Machet. Chait, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to do Nisim, like crossing the Yarden, but they weren't Zocha. They weren't Zocha to it, and therefore they came back b'derech teva. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yei Seva Lachmini. Rabbi Yochanan also says, after all the tzars Rabbi Yochanan went through, all the children that he lost, he says, I don't want to live through the generation that Mashiach comes in. Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish's Talmud asks him, my time, why? Ilei Mamishim Dechsiv, Kasha Yonis Ish Mipnei Ha'ari, Upagu Adov. Is it because the mashal is given in Amos that a person is going to run away from the lion and meet a bear? Uba Abayis V'samach Yadu Alakir, and he'll come into his house, and Shachon Nachash. And a snake will get him, meaning you can't run away. So, bo ve'erachat dugmasov olamazeh, says Reish Lakish, what do you mean? Even in this world you have it, so it's not going to be so much worse. Why? Bizman sh'adam yotzi lasadeh, a person goes out to his field, upagabo, santer, he meets the santer. The santer is the field measurer, Rashi explains, that he measures your field, and it's never a good thing. He's just going to measure that, oh, you have too much. Now I got to take some of this away for the city, for the neighbor. So you go up to the santus. That's like a lion. Doma kibisha pagal bo'ari. Nichnas le'ir pagal bo'gabai tzak. Gabai. So you got the tax collector. Doma kibisha pagal bo'dof. Nichnas le'beisu masabanevu b'nosa mutal and barav. You see your kids are hungry. Doma kibisha nashach o'nachash. So you have it even today. You have all the tsaris one right after another today. So what are you saying that the Mashiach, so you're so scared of Mashiach. You have it today. The Marsha says that each of these also allude to a different golos. Quote Psukin, that Ari, Babel is compared to an Ari, and Madai is compared to a dove, Yavan to a wall, and Edom to a nachash. All different Psukin from Tanakh. So you have all of these are the Dalet Golias. So Elamishum, so Reb Yochanan answers, this is why I'm scared. Elamishum Dechsivka, the Pasuk says, Sha'aluna Re'u im Yolad Zachar, go see if there will be a boy born. Madua ra'isi kol gever yadava chalasav kayoleda. Why do we see every man with his hand on his loins, right, like this, kayoleda, like somebody, a woman gave birth, v'nefel kapanim liye rakon. And all the face will be turned pale. What does that pasuk mean? My ra'isi kol gever, what does that mean? Amar rabbi bar yitzchak amar rav. Misha kol gvura shalo. You'll see, everyone whose gvura is his. What does Rashi say? This means Hashem, kaviyachol. The Yad Ramah says, Chas v'shalom, you're being magshim, you're giving physical qualities to Hashem, so he gives a different pshat. But Kaviyachal, Rashi interprets the Gemara, you'll see Hashem there. Ma'i v'nefchu ko'ponim liye rakon, and everything will be pale. Amar Reb Yochanan, pamlaya shalmala u'pamlaya shalmata. The upper and the lower palaces. B'shosh Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem says, halolu ma'asa yadav, halolu ma'asa yadai, when he sees, all of these are my handiwork, meaning even when he's punishing the other nations of the world in the future, after what they've done to the Jewish people, Midas Harachamim will say a little bit, you know, how could you do this? Heich Evad Elu Mibnei Elu, right, like what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. Hey, they're all the Evad Azara too, how could you do it? That's why, ultimately, it's going to be pale during Chevle Mashiach. Amr of Papa, Hainu Da Amri Inshi, this is what people say, Rahit, V'nafal Tura, Rahit, if your ox is running, and your ox breaks his leg. And then your ox has a broken leg, so you put the horse into the ox's trough. You give the horse the place where the ox usually eats. What happens when the ox gets better? When the ox gets better, it's kind of tough to take the horse out because he's already had been there. So too, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, put us in there when we did something wrong, so we're out, he has to put us back in. So it's not going to be that simple. A little bit more. Amar of Gidol Marav, Asitin Yisrael da'achli shani Mashiach. B'nei Yisrael will, in the future, achli sadi Mashiach. They're going to eat. They're going to have sviya. They're going to have satiation when Mashiach comes. Wonderful. Amar of Yosef Shita. Yosef says, isn't that pretty obvious? Man achalu, who else will eat? Chiluk u'bilek achli lehu? That means like Joe Smith. Right? Chiluk u'bilek. Who else is going to eat in the future? Right, of course, Am Yisrael are going to eat when Mashiach comes. So, Lafuki Midrav Hillel, Midrav Hillel. We'll talk more about this, but Hashem, it'll come up in the future. Dafim. De Amar Ein Mashiach Li Yisrael. Shekvar Achlu B'Mechizkiyahu. Rabbi Hillel says there's not going to be Mashiach. What does that mean? What is that? There won't be a Mashiach. There'll just be an automatic Yimos Mashiach. But he says there won't be a Mashiach because we already lost the opportunity in the days of Chizkiyahu. Like we said, Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach, so we already lost the opportunity. Amar Rav. Lo ivri almi el David. The whole world was created for one tzaddik, and it was roi for the world to be created just for him, and that's David HaMelech. Shmuel Amar Lamoshe, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Limashiach. Mashmo, what is Mashiach's name? Tevei Rabbi Shilo Amri Shilo Shmo. Shnemar Ad Kiyavo Shilo. Pasakin Vayachi. Tevei Rabbi Yanaita Amri Yinon Shmo. Shnemar Yishmo Lo Lam. Lefnei Yesh Shemesh Yinon Shmo. Tevei Rabbi Chanina Amar Chanina Shmo. If you notice, every person is saying his own name. Right, Yana is saying, you know, but Chanina is saying Chanina. Shiloh says Shiloh. Shneamar shalo etain lachem Chanina. So the Torah Tamima says it's really other Talmidim saying it about their Rebbe. Mashiach must have my Rebbe's name because my Rebbe's so great. Right, so that's what it is. That's what they pick. V'yesh omer Menachem and Chizkiyah Shemo. Shneamar ki rachak mimeni Menachem meshiv nashi. Menachem is very distant from me. The Gra says, Rashi Tevis Mashiach are these two words. Mashiach is Menachem and Shiloh, Yinon, and what's the Ches? Chanina. Right, that's the abbreviation Mashiach. That's how you remember these four names. V'Rabbanan Amri, Chivra Debei Rebbe Shmo. The Mitzora of the house of Rebbe is his name, like we saw before. He's sitting there with Saras. Shenemar achein chayloyenu hunasa. He carried all of our sins. Why is he sick? Because he's taking all the tsaras. He's trying to take the pains of Klal Yisrael so he could come. U'machaveinu savlam. He burdened our tsaras. V'anachnu chashavnu nagua mukaloim umuna. We see him. We're machshav him as a menuga and somebody who is downtrodden. Amar of Nachman. Imin chayahu kagonana. If Mashiach comes from somebody who's alive, I'm him. Ana. Shenemar v'haya adiro mimenu, u'moshlo mikirbo yitzei. His Moshel will come from us. Amarav imin chayahu kagon Rabbi no kadosh. Be like Rebbe, that great tzaddik. Imin mesayahu kagon Daniel ishchamutos. If he comes from when he's dead already, so then Daniel, he'll be like Daniel. Right? This is a machlokas that is not answered in the Gemara, will he come from somebody who's alive and somebody who is dead? Interesting, it says Rav Nachman says if he's from the who's alive, so then it'll be me. That's not such a unavdika statement, right? If he's coming from somebody who's alive, it'll be like me. So interesting, if you remember the who said it, the Gemara at the end of Sota, we have a very similar kind of line, right? What does the Mishnah there say? Mishmeis Rebbe Bala Anava. When Rebbe died, Anava stopped. Omar le Rav Nachman. Same person. Omar le Rav Nachman, Latana lo tisni yereschet, ikana. Same thing. Rav Nachman says, don't worry, I'm still here. There's Yerushamayim. Right, Rav Yossi says, don't say Anava because I'm here. Rav Nachman says, don't say Anava because I'm here. So the Gross says over there, so Lachar, he would say it here too. There was a Tana named Ana. So that's what he's talking about. He's saying somewhere to third party. Just I know over there. Just like he said, Rebbe, I say I know. I know is a great heavy Yerushamayim. It's the same Rav Nachman talking. Deik Anas. L'chore, very good possibility. So he says that. But then the Magali Tzayam says you find psukim in Tanakh where Ana means him. Ana doesn't mean I. Ana means who. So he must be pointing to somebody. Well, not just you have to say that I know as the person's name, but it could be that he is pointing something. Like in who is they. So Ana is him. Is him. That's a singular for him. If he comes from somebody who's alive, says the Chassam Sofer, in the end of his tshuvas, in Simen Sadeches, says the Chassam Sofer, Im Yirtza Hashem, when the Goel Achron comes, let me find where we should start from. Ula kishagia hazman yigala alav Hashem yisbarach v'yishalchu v'oz yera alav rucho shel Mashiach hatamin v'hagonuz lamala adbo. There could be any tzaddik throughout the world that's Mashiach. He doesn't know yet. Hashem is not going to appear to the tzaddik until it's time. There are many. What does it mean that he was right to be a Mashiach? That means maybe he was one of them. Maybe there were great tzaddikim in history that could have been Mashiach. Hashem didn't reveal to him because it didn't end up being the time. The kasha matzinu b'sha'ul. By Shaul, what happened? Right when he was nimshach, he got a ruach Hashem on him. Right, his life changed once he had the oil on him. Shaloh, he didn't even realize it. Kain haya b'gol harishon, v'kain yia b'gol harachron. V'hatzadik hazeh ba'atzmo eino yodeya, u'ba'avonoseinu ki rabu. Kfar kama v'kama mesu, v'lo zachinu she'yera aleim rucho shel Mashiach. Gam ki im roi l'kach. Aval hador lo haya roi. Ulam kishayagiyam yirs Hashem, yigale Allah elav Hashem kamola Moshe besneh, v'yishalcheu ol Yisrael levad, ol melech echad, kamola paro, lomar shalach, ami, v'ya avduni. That's Sam Sofer in the Tshuva, Simen Sadeches in the Likutim, but this is a question that is not answered. Exactly, is Mashiach going to be from who's alive or who's dead? But that is something that we have to wait and daven for. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav. I'm sorry I was a little late today, but Hashem, we will continue.